Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our lives. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Neil Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas, on Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Freestyle Friday. Yes, yes, I hope y'all ready. The scripture for this morning is Daniel 10 and 19. Do not be afraid, you are highly esteemed, he said. Peace. Be strong. I'm sorry, peace. Be strong now. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. Again, Daniel 10 and 19. Do not be afraid. You are highly esteemed. He said, peace. Be strong now. Be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
Amen, amen. That is what we need on this morning is strength. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. My name is Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than minister, pastor, co-pastor, slash evangelist, slash reverend. Kashima Douglas, we're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you on this morning. It is a wonderful, wonderful day. It is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited. I'm so excited. Today is Freestyle Friday. We are excited. We have a great woman of God that's going to come on this morning that's going to share with us some good information along with a good word. Amen. But before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you to share, God, in your word and in your first fruit, God, with the people of God. God, that you said that for us to yield our first fruit unto you every day. So, God, this is our reasonable sacrifice on this morning. God, that we yield our first fruit to you, to give back to you that you have given to us. And we thank you, Lord God, for that ability to give unto you, God, our first fruit. God, to yield to you, God, everything that we are, and just to say thank you for who you are. God, now we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning is, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, touch those, God. God, that are under the sound of our voices that are in a place of distress. God, that distress may be the chaos in their minds. God, maybe, God, they're dealing with the noise and pestilence that is speaking in the air. God, maybe there is something on their heart, God, that's keeping them from experiencing who you are on this morning. God, our prayer, God, is that you would silence the chaos long enough for them to hear. God, stop the noise and pestilence, God, from speaking in their air only long enough to hear your word, God. God, stop the chaos, stop the unstop their hearts. God, move that thing that's over their heart, God, to keep them from feeling your presence, Father. And we pray, God, that you would make our tongue now as the pen of the writer, right, the light on the hearts of your people, of everything that's necessary and vital for our good success. God, and when it's all said and done, Father God, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Good morning again. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we go any further, let us acknowledge the countries that are listening in. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya, South Africa. We have Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. And we want to say thank you guys so very much for listening in to us on this morning. And I say this every morning. I'm going to continue to say it. There are people that are listening to us in these other countries, guys, that the word of God is being preached in their home. It is considered as a offense against the country, against their beliefs. So we want to take out this time and say we're going to consistently and continue to pray for them, because we understand that the enemy desires to come in and sift them like wheat. And we take that, we take this offense, we don't take this offense lightly. As the body of Christ, we're going to consistently and pray for you and constantly pray for you that God will do something in that country. And I want to remind us here in the United States, the ones that are listening in freely this morning, remember this, that God is a good God. Because you're able to be able to listen to your gospel music. You're able to listen to your favorite preacher. You're able to listen to the worldwide gospel connection freely without fear of attack from any foreign entities on the outside. There are some people that are listening in to us right now that are hiding in their basements, maybe even hiding in a loft somewhere to listen to the broadcast, so they can get the word of God on this morning, so they can get that feeling of that presence of the Lord. And we are praying for you. We want to let you know that the worldwide gospel connection and the ones that are under the sound of our voice, we are praying for you. We want you to know that. We want you to get solace in knowing that there is someone on the outside interceding for a change for your life, and God is going to grant that. Because we're going to get into that presence, and we're going to get into the presence of the Lord, and we're going to continue to pray that God would change the heart of that country and allow you guys to receive Christ. This is the reason why he said we have to go into all of the nations and preach, because of things like this. So all of my pastors, all of our evangelists, all of our preachers, all of our missionaries, all of our overseas workers, all of those that are in clergy positions, don't give up, don't give in, don't give out. We still have work to do. Amen. We still have work to do. Again, it is an honor and a privilege to come to you guys and share this word and share this opportunity with you to give you guys the strength to know that even in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. We are in a place right now to where God is doing some mighty things. He is showing himself strong, and he's showing himself mighty, and he's showing himself to be God and be God all by himself. Do not lose hope in your fight. This is my message for you this morning, those that are under the sound of my voice. Do not lose hope in your fight. Do not give in. Do not throw in the towel. This is not the time to faint in the fight. I'm going to say that again. This is not the time to faint in your fight. There is among us, God help us this morning, there is among us a strength. My wife said it this morning. He said that the Lord spoke and said, be of good courage. He told Daniel to be of good courage. Don't give in. Don't give in. He told Joshua, he said, be stronger and of good courage. I'm going to help you this morning. I want to speak some, be stronger and be of good courage on this morning. Don't give up in the battle. Yeah, things might be a little thick right now. Places might be a little shut down. Things may look a little bleak. Things might not look like you wanted to look. It may not feel like you wanted to feel. It may not even sound like you wanted to sound. But listen, it may not even taste like you wanted to taste. But I stopped by this morning and say, be strong and of good courage, because this morning, no matter where you might find yourself at, the enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat, but there is a God that say, I was interceding for you. Come here, somebody. I prayed for you. I called to my father, and I talked to my daddy. Well, come here, let's have a conversation. Let's be real. Those of you all who ever had that father figure in your life, and when things was going real bad, your daddy, you go and you tell your daddy, you say, daddy, I need your help, and your daddy would just break out and do, oh, come on here. Your daddy turned into Superman. Your daddy turned into the Incredible Hulk. Your daddy turned into one of them superheroes and come to the rescue of his children. Watch what God will do. God will come in. Oh, Lord, help me. He would do the exact same thing and that some greater, because he loves you beyond where you are. No matter how bad your stuff may be, God will be right there. He said, if I hear it, there's an old song that we sung in the old Baptist church, said that he got to reach way down to pick you up. He's going to reach way down to pick you up. He said, if you build your bed in hell, I'm right there with you. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of an age. He said, I'm your strength in your time of weakness. So this morning, I want to give you some strength. I want to give you a push. I want to give you a drive. I want to give you your testimony this morning. Press through the storm, now, Lord, because right on the other side of through, come on here, somebody help me preach this morning. Right on the other side of through, right on the other side of this storm, right on the other side of the sickness, right on the other side of the disease, right on the other side of this loss, right on the other side of this pain, right on the other side of these tears, right on the other side of this breakdown, right on the other side of this breakout, right on the other side of this thing called through. God has something set up and designed exactly for you. It's a tailor-made blessing. Come on here and preach, Reverend. It's a tailor-made blessing. Let me help you with a tailor-made suit. It's cut to fit. So that means sometimes when a tailor-made suit, all my tailor-maders out there, that's what I call you, tailor-maders, all my tailor-maders out there that ever had one that's cut to fit, you had one of them real good suits that, where they had to measure the inseam and they had to take your suit and they had to fold that cuff in and you told them you want that 6-inch cuff. You told them you wanted that breathable back on there, brothers. I know, see, because I'm a big boy. But see, I like fine clothes. I like that good suit, and I needed a little extra room, because when I get to preaching, I get to swinging my hands around. So I needed something to give me some breathing room. Had to give me something in my armpits, so they had to fit my armpits just right across my chest. So when I get to hollering and screaming and
shouting and throwing my hands around. The suit don't look all funny when I get to preaching and get to getting all crazy. He has a tailor-made. Can I help you this morning? God has a tailor-made blessing just for you. It's going to fit you. Don't hit on his shouts. Don't hit on his praising. Because watch this here. When the praises go up, hey, God, the blessing come down. There is a prophetic shift that's going on in your life right now. That's why, come on here, preacher and priest. That's why you're going through what you're going through. That's why I feel like it feels. That's the reason why it hurt like it hurts. Because it's being a tailor-made blessing. It's fit for your life. You're being cut on. You're being, oh, Lord. You're being chipped on. You got to get some stuff out of your soul. This suit can fit right. This pants can fit right. This thing can come on right. So watch what God has to do. He has to cut some stuff away. He got to cut some folk away. Woo! He got to cut some mindset away. Oh, Lord. He has to come in and do a tailor-made fitted blessing designed just for you. Don't give up in this season that you're in. Tears, heartache, and pain. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Will all make sense in this next shift. Tears, heartache, pain, okay, and the folk that walked away that you thought was supposed to stay, watch. It will all make sense. I said something to the woman of God, and I'm going to prophesy prophetically over your life. Learn how to tell people when they leave, it's okay. When they leave and they walk out your life and you just see them walking and you say, I understand. You don't understand right now, but when you say, I understand, God will reveal that thing to you. He will reveal that. Just learn how to say, okay, I understand. Tell them, okay, I understand. Don't even question why they're walking. Just say, okay, I understand. You may have to say it two or three times. You may have to say it four or five times. You may have to say it six or seven times to yourself. Okay, I understand. And God will begin to reveal that thing to you. Because watch, in this next season that we're going into, my God, we cannot afford unnecessary baggage being carried into our next season. Man, look, it's got folk in your life that's been sucking on you as a spiritual leech for so long that it is time out for you being, watch this here, their conduit for everything that they need, everything that they need. They are sucking the very life out of you, and you trying to figure out why you so tired. You trying to figure out why you so spiritually sick. You trying to figure out why you can't get a prayer through for yourself. You trying to figure out why in the blue blazes am I so stuck in the place that I am. Every time I get on my face to pray for myself, I lose steam. That's because you done been sucked on. You done been, come on here. You done had your whole spirit man just suck the life out of every part of you that been sucked. Come on here. Your prophetic gift. You prophesied to everybody else's stuff. And you can't even talk. You can't even speak life over your own stuff. So we have to be careful in this season that we're in, that everything that we do in this next season, we have to listen for the voice of God. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. I'm going to say it again. When they walk out, I hear it so strong in my spirit. Okay, I understand. God bless you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, and your host is Pastor Dia Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. It is Freestyle Friday, and we have none other than Prophetess Henry on today, an entrepreneur, inspirational, motivational speaker. Woman of God, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed this morning. Doing good. Doing good.
Okay.
To the man
good
of God.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes.
Good
can
morning. First, tell us. Okay. Yes, ma'am. He said good morning. His phone's on mute. You know this. Pastor does a little slow this morning on the technology. But tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Oh my God! Every time someone said, I'd be like, "Huh?" But you know, it's a woman of God. It's so hard to talk about yourself. But I'm a resident of Houston. I moved to Houston actually about 12 years ago from Michigan. I'm a mother, a author, a coach, a prophet of God. I love doing ministry. I love people. I like seeing people's lives change. I love to cook. I love to roller skate. I love just being a lady, just enjoying life, enjoying God. So that's about it. What you see is what you get.
What are some of the businesses that you have?
About 2 years ago, I wrote a book called Ordering the House. and this book was talking, it speaks of relationships, building healthy relationships with broken people. And from this book, Girl Order Up, which is my business and ministry, actually started out of this book. And I began doing coaching services on relationships. I began doing live broadcasts on relationships. I had Relationship Chronicles. And Girl Order Up speaks of women coming up out of situations, circumstances. It's them upgrading their life, you know, leveling up their life. That's what Girl Order Up is about. So we have an academy on Facebook. Women are a part of the group. I minister to them through that group, and I added the coaching service part of it when more people were inboxing me and with concerns and questions about relationships, about marriage, about being single, divorce, you know, just all different types of things. So we added the coaching part of it. And for me, woman, that when I do the coaching part of it, I really deal with the person. I deal with the woman. I don't really try to deal with the husband or the man, because I feel like if we get you together as a woman of the issues or concerns that you have, then everything else that you're looking for can possibly fall into place if we deal with some things that you're, you know, you're going through. So the coaching service came in, and then about 6 months ago, I added the virtual services, which helps people's vision, help them create their vision, bring their vision to life. You know, some people are authors, they want to write books. Some people have ministries, you know, they need flyers, or someone going for a job, they need resume. I was in the military for 6 years, so all of my administrative skills, I've been doing administration for 25 plus years. So I just put that into, you know, into the Girl Up Virtual Services. So it's like three components in one. It's the coaching, it's the ministry, and it's the virtual assistant.
Okay. What would you consider your motto for you? Just specifically, what is your motto for yourself? You know, we all have something that inspires us, or some words or scripture or a saying. What is your motto?
For me, it's don't give up. For me, everything works together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And what I had to learn was that, you know, we are born with natural gifts. And sometimes we get our natural gifts and our spiritual gifts confused. Our spiritual gifts come when we come into the kingdom. You know, God gives us gifts to use for him. But our natural gifts that we have, whether you're a singer or writer, whether, you know, you're good with catering, you know, you nurse, doctor, lawyer, you know, we can name all types of professions. Those are natural gifts that God gave us to build wealth in a legacy for our family. And so for me, I've had numerous of businesses throughout the years. I've had catering services. I've had a lot of things that I've done because it's a natural gift for me to work with my hands. And so I believe that me saying, you know, you can't give up. If this doesn't work, you know, put your hands back to the fire and try it again. You know, all the times that I complained about God, about income or things not working out, and he would always bring me back to the scripture and say, well, what do you have in your hand? What have I given you the natural ability to do? And a lot of times people don't understand the complaints that we make, the frustrations that we have, the disappointments that we endure. It's because that natural gift that God has given you, you're not putting that gift to use. And then so we make us blame others for some of the conditions that we're in, because there's something, a natural ability, like I can get up out of my sleep and I can write. I could write. It's natural. I can get up. I can speak. Speaking is a natural gift for me. And so even if I wasn't called into ministry, I still could do anything, motivational speaking, inspirational speaking, teaching. It's a natural gift. And so just to encourage the listeners, find out what you naturally love to do and that you could do even if you wasn't getting paid for it. It's a natural gift.
That is good. If you had something to say to the younger you, what would it be?
Oh, woman of God.
Oh. Remember, everybody, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you have any questions about businesses, books, spiritual. Trust me, this woman of God is on point for God, and she can answer you directly. And I'm sorry, sis, you know, I have to ask, you know, sorry.
Oh, my God, what would I say to my younger self? What advice would the advice I would give to the younger Cherise would be, don't be scared to be who you are, and don't be afraid that maybe the uniqueness of how you do things, it doesn't make you weird, it doesn't make you an outcast. It's just how God made you. It's how he, you know, how you came into this world. So a lot of times as a younger, I was always what you see is what you get, but I didn't always believe that things were for me. I always felt that I was supposed to have wealth. I always felt that I was supposed to be an entrepreneur, but I was fearful at the same time, like, is this really for me? And sometimes we feel like that, like, this is really for me. I'm really supposed to have a certain income, or I'm supposed to have a certain type of lifestyle, or, you know, is this really for me? And many times we fear the gift that's in us because everybody else's opinion about that gift makes us shy away. Because, you know, you can have a friend that, you know, has a gift too, but they're looking at you and you're like, you know what, I'm thinking about starting this cake business. You know, I'm thinking about starting this trucking company. And then you'll have to say, well, no, I don't think you should do that, because you sure? So it makes you back up like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, but this is something that you want to do as an entrepreneur. So to the younger Cherise, I would have stepped out sooner if I didn't allow the voices of so many people to say, you know, you can't do that, or are you sure, or is that what you really supposed to be doing? I would have stepped out sooner than 50, you know, in my late 40s and 50s to say, okay, I'm just going to jump out here with both feet and just believe God that this going to work.
Okay.
Amen. Good morning, Word of God. This is Pastor Douglas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, ma'am. Listen, I have a quick question. Now, we all have somebody that inspires us. We have a question. Who was your inspiration to push you? What was your? Who was that person that was in your corner, to ride or die, in your corner to talk to you?
Say my mom. I would have to say my mom, because my mom was always there to, no matter if I tried something and I bumped my head, or I tried something and it didn't work, she was always there to say, you know, Cherise, you can do this. As a matter of fact, she was in business with me when we had the catering service. But she was the ride or die. She was the one that was always pushing me. Now, I do have some mentors that, you know, taught me about coaching and help me understand, you know, the ins and outs of business and things like that. But my ride or die that pushed me from the beginning to the end, I would have to say it was my mom.
Okay, that's awesome. How do you keep your team motivated in spite of chaos going around? How do you keep your team motivated?
How do I keep them motivated? I don't let them give me excuses, because I know how it is to always give an excuse as to why you can't do something. So I don't allow them to give me excuses. I always find, let's find the positive in what you're telling me. Okay, this didn't work. We didn't ship this right, or you know, the blueprint that we put together, it didn't work out that way. Let's go back to the drawing board. So I don't allow them to give me excuses. And then I've been, woman of God, What is your dreams? What is your aspirations? I know you're on my team, and I know you're assisting me with my vision, but you also have something that you're supposed to be doing. So for me, I don't allow the excuses. It's like once you tell me something, we work it out, and then you come back. I may even give you a second opportunity to say, okay. But that third time, it's like, are you serious? What are we doing here? Patience. And just pushing them to the best of their ability while they're also helping me.
I have a question. I want to ask you this.
Okay.
If you had someone in front of you right now that was just starting into their business, someone that's just stepping out, what advice would you give to them? To one, grow their business, and two, about how to handle the situations that's going to come.
Okay. First of all, know what you want to do. Because what happens is we'll get started on a vision and we'll see the first part of the frustrations and disappointments because you believe that your family is going to support you. You believe that your church family, if you're in the kingdom, is going to support you. You believe that when you launch this thing that your bank account is going to be just matchless. Like, oh, my God, I know I got a great idea. I know this is going to sell. You know, I know when I open this company, I know I'm going to have clients and customers. I would tell someone that you cannot bank on friends and family being your only support system because you will find out that it's the strangers many times that will support you more than those that know you. That's the first thing. The second thing is that don't jump to a lot of different things at the same time. Once you say, I want to write a book, once you say, I want to start this catering company, once you say, I want to open this trucking company, I want to open this childcare, I want to, you know, go back to school, whatever your vision is, don't get distracted and somebody come and say, hey, I'm selling jewelry. Do you want to do jewelry? Hey, I'm selling health products. Do you want the extra stream of income? And then you get off and you start doing that while trying to produce your vision. And then when your vision don't come to what you want it to be, then you're frustrated. So my advice is that when you set your mind to do something, stay on the course of that until you fulfill that. Then you can start incorporating others into that. And don't expect that, you know, immediately you're going to become a multimillionaire. Immediately you're going to have all this money because you got all this support around you. You have to labor. You have to work. And especially if you're in the kingdom, God lets you gradually see success.
That's good advice because there are a lot of people that are really trying to figure out, okay, well, I got all this stuff going on. Why I don't have no money coming in? I got all this stuff going on. You got one business too many you're trying to focus on. And I think that's one of the main things that kills the entrepreneur when they're pushing forward is because you have that one main business, but then you're trying to have all this other stuff going on. I understand that you have to work. You have to work to get that, you know, to get the business going. So you have to fuel your business somewhere. So you have to have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You have to have a 9-to-5 to fuel what you're doing until the baby gets on its feet to get moving. So what you're sharing is more than really powerful because a lot of times I think what we do as entrepreneurs, because myself and my wife, we're venturing out into entrepreneurship as well, is that we have to understand, you know, that we cannot start something and, okay, midstream, you want to change directions midstream and try to go the other direction to go somewhere else. So that's very, very helpful for us. Thank you.
Yes. And when I came online, I heard you saying I think I'm paraphrasing it, because I was up this morning, I was washing a few dishes before I got online, and I heard God saying that there, you know, manifestation, you know, newness, you know, new levels, you know, and
yeah.
I remember him saying that you can't incorporate everybody into the plan that God has for your life. Because what we do is we try to bring everybody along because they're our friends. And I heard you saying you have, you know, people that just tag along with you because they believe that if you make it, then I'm automatically going to make it too, which means they're riding on the vision or they're riding on the miracle or they're riding on the will that God has for your life. People incorporate themselves in God's plan for your life when God didn't say, you're a part of this plan. You're my homegirl. You're my homeboy. You're my cousin, brother, sister. But there, I paid for this. My life paid for this vision. My life paid for this anointing. My life paid for the will of God for my life. So that doesn't mean that just because I'm getting ready to go up or I'm getting elevation or whatever God is doing, that it's your time too. And we do have a lot of situations where we want to include everybody. If I make it, we all make it. Well, what if it's not their time to make it yet? What if God has a different plan for their life and you have to come back and get them?
That is so very true. I agree with you 100%. If there's anything you could change right now, business, ministry, what will it be for the people to truly understand who you are? If they don't understand who you are, what is one thing you would change or you wouldn't want to change?
I wouldn't want to change letting people just be who they are. I, you know, whether I'm coaching, whether I'm doing ministry, whether I'm helping someone assist their vision, I just love that people are themselves. Just be you. I say that that's one of my favorite sayings. Just be you. You know, even I have a new, it's a journal. I have a new journal out that I dedicated to African-American women because that's who I am, and it doesn't take away from any other nationality. I just wanted to write something to our culture of women to encourage them to overcome the stereotypes, because I want them to just be themselves, just be you. And so in order to be you, you have to know your blueprint. You have to know where you've come from. You have to know where you're going. You have to know what you deal with on a day-to-day basis. You have to know what still haunts you. And in this journal, it takes you on a 90-day journey. You know, you get to write, you get to answer questions, you get to think back on some things. You get to put a mirror in front of yourself to see what do you really think about yourself as a woman, and especially as an African-American woman. So I just love that I allow people to just be themselves. I don't, you know, who you are and what you do, I don't judge that, because there was a lot of things that God could have uncovered concerning me, but he covered me, you know, he allowed me to do things and make mistakes and lessons and things like that. So I just let people be themselves, and I love that part of me, and I wouldn't change that.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. We definitely thank you so much for coming on and letting the people know about yourself, your businesses, the ministry. If someone wants to reach out to you for your book or just for anything, how can they get in contact with you?
They can find me on Facebook. It's Sherylyse Henry, Sherylyse Henry. If they want to get any of the books that I have, they can go to, it's called payhip.com/CoachSherylyse. And I shortened my name. It's Coach, C-H, PayHipPayHipE. So it's PayHipPayHip.com/CoachSharice. And they will find the books on there. And if they want a session, relationships, or just a spiritual session for themselves, it's CoachSharice@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you want to share something with the people before you, before Pastor Douglas pray for you? Anything you particularly want to say or share?
I would like to say to the listeners to know what you have been given to do. Don't be afraid to step out on faith for the vision that you've been, you know, planning for years, that you've been writing in your journals and your notebooks, that you've been dreaming about. This is the time. No matter how we look at what's going on in the world, this is the time to move in that vision. This is the time that I believe that the stage has been set to manifest that vision that you have. Whether that's a vision in ministry, whether that's a vision, you know, your natural vision of your gifts and talents, this is the time. I truly believe that. So trust the process and get your support system around you and go forth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for... And we're so excited about having you on. We're going to have to let you come on and share a word. You know, we got to get her to come on and share a word, you know. But God bless you so much. It is so refreshing to have someone to come on and just share and just give that that good insight. And because a lot of times, especially in the pandemic that we're in right now, I think a lot of people have lost steam in their fight.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out what to do. Because this is just, I've been telling people this, and we're in a season of ask right now. Whether we want to understand, I mean, whether people understand this or not, we're in a place of acts. We're in a season of acts. God has put this thing here, but as the prophets in this season, we have to hear the voice of God. And I honestly hear God saying that this is a season of acts. Don't lose your steam in this, because what God did this thing to get rid of all the fakers and the frauds, to shake these people off. To make those that don't understand and don't see, this was his. Let me get rid of the Namans in your life, right quick. Let me get rid of the Namans in your life. Let me get rid of the naysayers in your life. Let me get rid of the ones that are trying to get you to come off the wall. Because anytime something horrific comes, they lose their steam. But see, God's saying that these jokers, you know, they tried to hang in there, but I had to turn the fire up a little bit higher in order for them to understand that I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and I'm not playing.
Yes.
Because God said, this is our season. This is our shift. For the people who are on that are listening in live, listen to me very carefully. This is our season of shift. Do not give up in this fight. Because God has a plan for our life. Don't throw in the towel. The woman of God has already told you. She already gave you the keys. She gave you the keys to go on and do what you need to do. She said that all the stuff, everything that she shared with you this morning is pliable. You can use this stuff. This is something that you can apply to your life and make things happen. The only thing you got to do is follow the order that she gave you, and everything else will fall into place.
My
if you
God.
Need help, if you need help, come here. Talk to the preacher. If you need help, the woman of God gave you her phone number. She gave you her email address. She gave you everything you need to get in contact with. If you need some inspiration, if you need a push, the woman of God says she's a life coach. She gonna help you. Get to your happy place. If you don't know how to get there, she's going to show you. Call her. Talk to her. Listen, because this is what we need in the kingdom right now. We don't need nobody that's going to sugarcoat us, pat us on the back, give us this old feel-good message. This is time for us to actually say no more excuses. She said she don't give us an opportunity to give them excuses. That's what I heard. I don't know if everybody heard that, but that's what I heard. I heard her say, I don't take excuses. Excuses
yeah.
is for people who don't know what they're doing. That's what an excuse is for. You know what you're doing. I know, and I thank God for you being that type of person that you are. There is an experience with you that I think that the people of God need to really get. It is refreshing. I'm gonna say that again.
Thank
it is refreshing
you,
to have a woman of God that is on that will push you. She's not giving you no shortcuts. She's not, is it hard work? And one thing that you said you can't carry people with you on that journey.
You can't incorporate. We try to incorporate, and let me back up for a minute and say this. You know, in March of this year, I lost my mom. 3 months later, just last month, I mean in June, I lost my father. I laid in the bed all of July, didn't want to get up, trying to understand why God would do that this way. Who knew this year had such loss and devastation to so many people? You know, we didn't know. And so before I could finish grieving my mom, my dad passes. So to God, he said, run to me. I'm a strong tower. Hide in me. The days I didn't want to get up out of bed, the days my daughter had to cook because I wasn't cooking for me. I mean, I was just, the month of July, just out of it. And God, I felt the strength. He, get up. I need you to get up. Because you have work to do. And even though you don't understand why this happened, I'm still God and I'm never wrong. So I need you. You know, you didn't have the whole month of July. I'm carrying you. I need you to get up because you have work to do. And so a lot of you that are listening to me, you get down to the last of the last. You get down to, I can't do this, I can't take this no more, ain't no way in the world. And you still hear that still small voice say, I need you to get up because you got work to do. It's not always in ministry, but you got something that's supposed to impact the world. And God give you that moment to have your time. And then he gets you back up, he dusts you off, he puts you back in your place, and he say, I got you, but I need you to get this done.
And the scripture I read this morning was Daniel 10 and 19. That was so on point for you to just say that, because that's what I read this morning.
My God.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I keep hearing this. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy
mm-hmm.
comes in the morning.
Amen.
See, This is okay. The season that you cried, God said, all those tears that you cried over the things that you cried about, he said, this is the next season that you're getting ready to go into. He said, I'm supposed to give you beauty for your ashes.
Yes. Amen.
It was necessary. It was necessary for you to go through what you went through. Even though it didn't seem like it at the time,
mm-hmm.
God said, I had to put you into this place because the next season that you're going ready to go into, the same thing that happened to others, to you, has happened to others. So I have to make you pliable. Because the next group,
yes.
the next wave of people that you're getting ready to impact have gone into places where they never thought that they were going to come out.
My God.
But God
My
said,
God.
I had to put you into this position, into this posture. I'm gonna tell you what I heard. He said, I had to put you in an uncomfortable place to make you comfortable with being
mm-hmm.
able to speak to people who are
mm-hmm.
in uncomfortable places. Does that make
yes,
sense
God.
To you?
Yes, God. Yes.
He said, I had to put you in an uncomfortable place to make you comfortable to talk to people in an uncomfortable place. That is the
yes.
season that God is getting ready. These next couple of weeks that's coming, I see people that are coming and they're in uncomfortable position because the this wave or this sea of things that's going on, God said I have to make the men and women of God be able to speak to the people of God in their most difficult places because of what's
yes.
going on. I have to make the proper provisions
yes.
for people who are looking for something to shift them because they just want to throw in the towel and give up. But I need a voice in the wilderness so they can speak life in
yes,
their
God.
Places. And God
yes,
said,
God.
You are one of the ones that I'm going to put into the place to where you're going to speak life in a dead place.
Yes, God. Thank
I hear you,
Father.
I hear you, God. I hear you. He said that he's going to put you on the mount and let you speak to the dead bones like he did Ezekiel.
Jesus, yes, God.
He said, you're going to speak to thousands and thousands of people who have come into the place to where they feel like they have died.
Yes, God.
Because their family relationships have died, their businesses have died, their mentality, their ministries have died, their relationship with their husbands, their wives have died, all this stuff, moms and dads have died, all these dead things. God say, I'm giving you the ability to walk in a place to where you, and what he said, every time you speak life, I'm going to give you life.
Thank you, Father. Yes, God.
He said, because truly to be told, let's go into a commercial break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
They're all gone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Our Gossip Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Today was Freestyle Friday. We had a phenomenal entrepreneur, powerhouse, phenomenal woman of God, all that. I give her all of that because she deserved that and so much more. Pastor Douglas, are you ready to pray for Prophet Henry?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this mighty weapon, God, that has been forged in fire. God. God, we thank you for this mighty weapon that has been forged in the fire of life.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
God, that she is able, God, to come in, God, and strategically move and cut away some things, God, and strengthen the women and strengthen the people of God. God, we thank you for what you have blessed her with, the ability to stand in the fight. God, we thank you for the crown of glory that you have placed on her, God, the strength like no other. God, we thank you for wrapping, God, your arms around her, embracing her. God, in this place and in this next shift that she's going into. God, we thank you for, God, strategically giving her the plans, God, to put into place, God, to move by your power and by your strength, God, to be able to stand in who you called her to be. Father, we thank you for every entity that the woman of God has. God, we thank you for giving to her every, God, tool that she needs, Father, God, to move in you the way that you have called her to move. God, we thank you for her voice. God, her voice of triumph. God, her voice that when she speaks, it shifts the atmosphere. God, we thank you for, God, the spirit, God, that is on her, God. God, where she speaks life, God, my God. God, into these places and call those things that be not as though they were. God, we thank you, Father God, for every piece of a puzzle being answered for her. God, we thank you for the mindset, God, that you have orchestrated for her. God, to be able to see your plan being worked out. God, even though the chaos is going on, God, we thank you, God, for every word that falls from her mouth. God, it's prosperous words.
Thank you.
God, we thank you for every portion of her, God, everything and everyone that's connected to her, God, we thank you, God, for my God, we thank you, Lord, God, for the outpour that you're pouring into that life that is connected to her right now, God, every staff member, every family member that is undergirded under the ministry, Lord, God, we pray, God, that they are strengthened for coming, God, because they need to be able to go out and do the work that you have given to her, to give to them, to go out to share and shift the people. Oh God, we thank you, my God. God, for every place being made whole in her. God, so we speak the covering over her now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We speak against every Lord. We speak against every demonic spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every attack of every warlock, my God, that has spoken, God, in the mighty Jesus, God, everywhere, God, that they have come, God, from every crack and crevice in this world, God, that they have come to try to attack the woman of God, God, we speak right now, God, against every witchcraft spirit, every cauldron, every spell that's been spoken, we speak against it, we break the spell, God. God, that the enemy has tried to spoil. God, everywhere he tried to put, God, these are snares and traps, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for uprooting. Uprooting, God.
Yes.
Spirit, God, we break the back of the wings, God. God, we command her. We set a gag on her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere, God, you have tried to put that snare, to put that lie out, to my, that backbiting spirit, I see you, I command you to loose, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that you have no power, you have no strength. I command it. Speak against every place that your hand is trying to touch.
Yeah, Baba. So
God, we care. God, we cover her now.
Yes,
God. Dispatch the angels, God, to her house. Cover her house, Lord God. Set it on her. Set the angels of war in the doorpost.
Yes, God.
Set the angels of war in the doorpost, God. God, because of the gifting that is on her, God. God, the desire of the enemy is to come and attack. But, Lord, we command the angels of war, God, to set, God, in each strategic place in our house, God. God, when the enemy tries to come in, the angels will stop them. God, we thank you, Lord, God. God, for all things being made well.
Yes, God.
On her behalf. And we thank you in advance, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
For the shifting. The shifting. The transitioning, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
In every place, and in every thing, and in everywhere. God, we glorify you this day.
Yes.
God, we glorify you this day. God, we glorify you this day. God, for you, setting the woman of God in position and in place to move strategically, God, for you.
Thank you, Father.
In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
God bless
you. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you again so much for coming on. I can't wait till next month when you'll be on here and give the word again. But again, we thank you so much. And you know we are here and we are definitely praying for you daily for God to continue to strengthen you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. Well, have a blessed rest of the day. In Jesus'
you
name.
You too.
Okay.
Remember, everybody's Freestyle Friday. We never know what the Lord gonna do on either one of these shows. We thank Prophetess Henry for coming on and sharing about the business and her book and how you can get in contact with her. Step out on faith. Don't listen to anybody. Step out on faith and let God be God. I'm going to come on and do the Overcomer Scripture. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Those of you that are under the sound of our voice on this morning, the Bible says that it has several you blessings and curses, death and life. The Bible says in that next phrase, choose life. Choose life. words of Jesus. He says, choose life. I want to give you an opportunity today to choose life. You've already got curses set in front of you. You've had blessings set before you. You had death set. Now I set life before you. Choose life. It is a life-changing moment for you. This is a life-changing moment for you. I want for those that are under the sound of my voice right now, this is what I need for you to do. You already know the position and the place that you're in right now. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all made mistakes. We've all made errors. We've all fallen by the wayside. We've all made some bad decisions. We all made some messed up decisions. We've done that. That's the human part of us. Our human nature, we do that. But can I give you some really strong advice on this morning? Don't stay in the place where you've fallen. God has given you an opportunity in the form of an invitation. This is your invitation to come on in. So to all of you all who are under the sound my voice, you hear me, you know where you are, you know what you're dealing with, you know the issues and the ills of your life, you know the burdens that you bear, you know the heartaches that you bear, you know the places that you're in. Allow me to extend to you this opportunity to shift your life. Okay? Now watch this. It comes in a form of a simple prayer. Simple prayer. It's not complicated at all. I want to pray with you. And when we pray this prayer, just come on. Just come on. And when you come on in, you start working. Get the ground running. And don't stop. Don't stop. It's simple. Let's pray this prayer. Let's pray this prayer. Come on, let's do it. Me and you. Nobody else has to. It's just me and you. Come on. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned. Fallen short of your glory. But I come. Confessing with my mouth. Believing in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. And I am saved because he gave his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Just that simple. Just that simple. Not complicated at all. You just gave your life to Christ. Now, those of you all who are giving your life to Christ, this is what I want you to do. I want you continue to listen to the broadcast, because this will be your place of strength. This will be your place of strength. This is where you will get your strength from. This will be your place to where when the road get rough and the going get tough and things and the hills get too hard to climb, as the song says, you can come here and you can find strength here. You can find strength here. This is your opportunity to find strength by coming in and listening into the broadcast. Now, Before we go any further, my wife is going to share these keys with you on this morning to help you along the way. So I'm going to go ahead and allow her to share that with you right now.
The three keys are, first, get your Bible, NIV, King James, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. Some churches are open and some are online. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. This is very important now since you said yes and surrendered your life to Christ. One, find you a Bible, get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. Remember, it's not going to be easy. You're going to get attacked, but you will have the tools and the support to help you understand how to fight this spiritual warfare that's going to come up against you. Stay in position and stay in place and do those three keys. Get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word.
Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to pray for the prayer request that's been submitted into either one of the many media sites that we have available. We have the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. We also have the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can go and leave your comments in there for prayer. And then also we have blogtalk.com/Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can leave your request there. Any one of these three media sites, you can leave your request. And we will for sure get those, and we will make sure that we're covering those prayer requests. For those of you all who have prayer requests and you have not had an opportunity to submit it, please don't feel slighted. We're going to cover all your requests. We're going to ask you to submit them into this atmosphere that has been charged for life-changing, life source, word-changing, life-changing experience to have God to touch those prayer requests for you on this morning. So as we begin to pray, just submit those into the air. Just lift them up. And when we're done here, please make sure that you put those requests into the Worldwide Gospel Connections media site that we've given to you. That way we can also be able to cover those prayer requests because we pray daily. We pray over those prayer requests daily. So we want to make sure that we make that available to you so we can be able to pray for your prayer requests that you submit. Let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for those requests. God, those prayer requests that have been submitted. God, we thank you for the ones that have not been submitted to you, those that are symbolically lifting their request up, God, with their holy hands, God, and asking, God, that you would touch their request on this morning. God, our prayer, God, is that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, that you do great and mighty things, God, on today. God, we trust you beyond every place and every situation and circumstance, God. God, we're going across generations and we're going across countries and tongues and languages, God, to get to those prayer requests, God, to help them lift those requests up. So, Father, we pray, God, on today, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. Father, we are solely, wholly taking a hold to this request, God. God is asking that by your power and by your strength that you would move. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be God all by yourself. Do not, God. Do not, Lord God. Do not, God. God, let the enemy come against our life. God, we're pleading with you that the enemy don't come, God, and disturb our life, God. God, we understand that the enemy desires to sift us like wheat. God, and this sifting is a purpose. There's a purpose behind the shifting, God, that our faith would not fail us, God, in the shifting. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being able to stand in the sift of what's of life. God, the things that goes on, God, the issues and circumstances that goes on in life. God, we thank you, Father God, for all that you do, God, in the midst of all of our trials and our tribulations, God, every situation and circumstance that goes on, God, all of our ills and what, Lord, the enemy has tried to do, and in every place that the enemy has tried to come in and cause us to lose hope and lose focus. God, but you are able, God, to do
God, exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we trust you, Father God. God, beyond everything that we see. God, we understand, God, that you're able to do what you said you're going to do. God, you're going to move by your power and by your strength. God, on behalf of all those who have submitted their prayer requests, dear God, regardless of what it may be, from sicknesses, diseases, God, on down to issues with their marriages, issues with their homes, issues, God, within their bodies and within their minds, God, we pray on today, God, that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, move, God, every issue and every ill over to the side, God, and let your word be made manifest in their lives, God. God, even now, God, kill, God, every issue and every circumstance, God, everything, God, that the enemy is trying to do against their life right now, God, we silence that thing right now. We cause that thing to fall to the ground and say that it shall not, will not, and cannot, Father God, God, come against their life. God, we are believing and understanding, God, that by your power and by your strength, God, that you are doing a mighty thing. God, we pray on today, God, that you would touch the lives and minds and hearts of each individual person, God, and give them the ability to know that even in this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, let them stand strong in you and don't lose hope in the fight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for, God, every judicial, every mayoral, God, we pray for the presidency, God, we pray, Lord God, for, Lord, for all of our Congress members, congressmen and women, God, and we pray for all of our governors and mayors across this world, across this country. Lord God, we pray for every pastor and every preacher, every evangelist, God, every person that's carrying the word, every missionary, God, that is carrying the word, God, that's carrying this word called Jesus in their life, God, we pray for them, God. God, we pray, God, for the churches and the leaders, God, that are going through this pandemic thing, trying to make church make sense in this craziness, God. We pray for them. We pray your strength over their lives right now. We pray the strength over their staff, God. We pray, God, that you would lift them up, God, and touch them in a way, God, like only you know how. God, we pray for the entrepreneur, God. We pray for the business owners, God. We pray for every business, God, that is struggling right now. God, whether it be a big corporation or a small corporation, God, we pray for them today, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength, God. God, the ones that are pushing through, Father God, in the midst of all the trials and tribulations that they have going on in their life, touch now, God, like only you know how. Restore, strengthen, and empower them on every hand. Lord, let them know that all things are working together for their good and that you are standing in the midst of them and you're doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big all by yourself. God, we thank you for restoration and power, God, for them. God, we pray for all of our nurses and doctors, Father God. We pray for all of our healthcare workers, Lord, all of our elderly care workers, God, the ones that are going into the convalescent homes and ones that are going out, God, in home health care workers, Lord, we pray for them, God. We pray that you would touch them, God. We pray that you would keep them safe, God. God, through all this pandemic and all of these trials, we pray for our children that are going to school, God, this week and going to school next week. We pray for them. God, we pray that you would cover them and put your hand of mercy and grace over them and let them know that even in the midst of this, that you are strength. You are power, you are mercy, you are love, you are wisdom, and you are understanding. God, guide them on every hand. Let them know that even in the midst of this, God, that the tears that they cry, God, the issues that they face, God, the hurt in the heart and the pain, God, that they may be feeling, God, you are able to soothe that pain for them. God, and give them the ability to stand wholly in you. God, we thank you in advance for the word that you have spoken on our lives today. God, we thank you for every word that has been pronounced over us. We receive your word that you have pronounced over us, God, and we tear down every word of distraction, every word of curse, God, every word that deceit and lies, God, every word that has tried to be spoken as a curse over our life, Lord God. God, we command that thing to die in the name of Jesus, but we speak life over your word, God, that you have spoke over our life, that you have spoke peace and love and wisdom and understanding in our life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you so very much for joining us on this morning. And guys, remember, those of you all who are listening in and you have a commercial or you have a business that you would like to be showcased on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to inbox us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Please leave a name, a phone number, so we can get in contact with you, and we will talk to you about being featured on one on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We would love to have you guys on, come apart, and we will be able to announce you for your broadcast, on the broadcast. Also, remember that Core Gifted Gifts is Lady Douglas's business. Please, 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 please patronize her. That is the bath bombs. Also, you guys can go to Core Gifted Gifts website. I'm sorry, not website, Core Gifted Gifts Facebook page. You can go there and you'll find that there's more than just the bath bomb. There are so many other things that are connected to that as well. Please, 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 ladies and gentlemen, go to that webpage. I'm sorry, go to that. Or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection. There's also some things on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who desire some oil, we have oil available. Again, this is not for sale. This is blessed oil that we have consecrated, that we have prayed over, that we will get into your hands. If you're here in Houston, we would love to get that to you. If you guys are outside of the United States, outside of Texas, we will be glad to mail that to you. Please just inbox us your information at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, and we will be glad to send that off to you. Now, remember, this oil, we don't sell this oil. This is not no blessed soap on the rope. This ain't no healing towels. This ain't no healing socks and all that stuff that people are trying to put out there. We believe that the oil is what the oil is for. It's for consecration to lay on yourself. The power is in the prayer, not the oil. We believe the power is in the prayer, not in oil. We pray over that oil, and we take that oil, and we ask you to use that oil in whatever fashion or shape or form. But when you pray, you lay hands and you touch the thing that you need to touch with that oil, and you pray and consecrate your house with that oil, because that oil has already been prayed for, and you just pray over your house and just touch with that oil. Amen. And again, that oil is free. We do not sell this oil. If you need to, we will do a drive-by oil dropping off. If you're in Houston. Now, if you're in another country, in another state, we got limited. But we will be glad to drop off some oil to you. Amen. Also, I'm forgetting something. The back to school drive. If anybody wants to donate for the back to school drive, email us. Amen. Now, if you don't have the time to go and get it, a donation would do just fine. Lady Douglas and I will come by and get your donation. We will go and buy the stuff. And we will bring you back a receipt if you want one to show you what we bought. Just to prove to you that, you know, this is what we do. We don't want you, we are excited about joining along with partnering with this woman of God to be able to share with underprivileged kids who do not have.
Her name is Monica Williams.
Monica Williams. Her name is Monica Williams on Facebook. Amen. Her name is Monica Williams on Facebook. Those of y'all who want to go in and you can see her page. But this is who we are assisting with that. We're partnering along with her.
She has also today free clothes and supplies, community outreach for families and seniors in Northeast Houston. Today, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 7329 Yo Street is the address. 7329 Yo Street, Houston, Texas, 77016. Again, free clothes and supplies, community outreach for families and seniors in Houston, Northeast area. You can contact her. She is a phenomenal woman, and she works hard to get these supplies to give out.
Amen, amen. And again, we are partnering along with her to help push that for her, with her. And we are excited about being able to help. Again, if you guys have some supplies and you need us to swing by, then we'll be glad to swing by to pick up the supplies so we can drop those off to her, so she can get this thing done. There are children that are going back to school on next week. There are some that went back to school this week, and there are going to be some going back to school the week after that. So we want to be able to partner with her to be able to help her share as much as we possibly can to get that done. Amen. So we love you guys so very much. Again, if y'all have a fantastic day. Also, remember, if you guys desire to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you may sow at $WGC2020. That Cash App again is $WGC2020. The funds that you guys share with us, we pray over those, and we pray that God will give you back 1,000-fold when you sow. So those of you all that are desiring to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, know that your funds go to a great cause. We are changing. We have shirts that are going to be for sale. Worldwide Gospel Connection shirts. These bad shirts, y'all. We're gonna take some pictures. We're gonna put them on Facebook, and we're gonna put them on Worldwide Gospel Connection. We got the hookup with these shirts. So y'all come on in along. You guys who want these Worldwide Gospel Connection t-shirts, please let us know, and we will inbox us, and we will get back with you on the pricing. They're how much? They're $20. They're $20 for these t-shirts that we're doing. Support. Just to wear that Royal God Gospel t-shirt. And again, guys, join us on the broadcast Monday for Man Up Monday. We will have none other than Pastor Dwayne Parker with us, a great, phenomenal man of God. We're going to have him with us. Also, remember, Tuesday and Wednesday is Like Never Before Ministries. Overseer Felicia Nash will be on. Nash Harrison will be on. Also, we'll be back on Thursday, Women's Day Thursday. Missionary Brown will be on board with us, she was sharing with us on Thursday. And then Freestyle Friday, we'll be back again with Freestyle Friday. And we really enjoy what we do. We love being here doing what we do. Amen. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. Listen, y'all continue to support, to continue to share. Continue to be a part of us. Continue to connect with us and be a part of what we do. Amen. We love you guys so much. We love you so much, and we will continue to pray for you guys, and you guys continue to pray for us. And remember, we love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message, because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say. If my people who are called by my name would just sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.